is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 18th of November, 2010. It's the birthday of Margaret Atwood, the Canadian author born in Ottawa, 1939, author of more than 35 books, poetry, nonfiction, children's stories, and novels, including The Handmaid's Tale, The Robber Bride, and Oryx and Crake. Having written all these books, Margaret Atwood had to go on grueling promotional book tours, and a few years ago she decided she'd had enough. She said, "As I was whizzing around the United States on yet another demented book tour, getting up at 4 in the morning to catch planes, doing 2 cities a day, eating the Pringle food object out of the minibar at night, as I crawled around on the hotel room floor, too tired even to phone room service, I thought there must be a better way of doing this." So she invented something called the long pen, so she could sign books for people without having to be there. She sits at her home in Toronto. The book event is at a bookstore somewhere, maybe Des Moines. And there in the bookstore, there is a robotic arm which holds onto a ballpoint pen. And the fan walks up. He puts his Margaret Atwood novel down on the desk. She chats with him over webcam. And then she writes an inscription on the touchpad of her computer. And the signal is transmitted by internet to the robotic arm holding the ballpoint pen in the bookstore in Des Moines. And it scrawls out the message that she has just written on the touchpad. Margaret Atwood, whose most recent novel, The Year of the Flood, came out just last year. And it's the birthday of Louis Daguerre, born just outside Paris, 1789. He was 40 years old when he learned about a new technology that made it possible to use light to capture an image on a metal plate. Louis Daguerre set out to improve the process, came up with a combination of copper plate coated with silver salts that could be developed by applying mercury vapor and table salt. And he used this process to capture a series of images of Paris, including one of a man standing in the foreground who'd stopped to shine his shoes. He was the first human being ever caught on film. Here's a poem for today by Hilda Morley, entitled New York Subway. The beauty of people in the subway that evening, Saturday, holding the door for whoever was slower or left behind, even with all that Saturday night excitement, and the high school boys from Queens boasting, joking together proudly in their expectations and power, young, frolicsome bulls, and the 3 office girls, each strangely beautiful, the Indian with dark skin, and the girl with her haircut very short and fringed, like Joan at the stake, the corners of her mouth laughing, and the black girl, delicate as a doe, dark brown and pale brown clothes, and the tall woman in a long caftan, the other day, serene and serious, and the Puerto Rican holding the door for more than 3 minutes for the feeble, crippled, hunched little man who could not raise his head, whose hand I held to help him into the subway car. So we were joined in helping him, and someone, seeing us, gives up his seat, learning from us what we had learned from each other. New York Subway, a poem by Hilda Morley, from To Hold My Hand, Selected Poems, 1955 to 1983, published by the Sheep Meadow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with 4 sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.